When you're a pro football player, you're in the business of making money.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Especially if you're a big name in the sport.
Okay. Yeah.
Because all the companies are like, oh, Mr. Superstar, can you hawk this product for us?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Will you walk into the stadium on Sunday with our Fashion Nova one-of-a-kind bell-bottom hat?
Ooh, a bell-bottom hat.
Interesting.
Wow, that's a new one.
They wear all sorts of crazy stuff when they're walking into the stadium.
That's true.
Rarely do you ever hear stories of superstar athletes losing money while they're at the peak of their game.
No, yeah, they usually only make it.
Yeah.
Like,
but that is until today.
Why?
Because Los Angeles Rams star wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., he was supposed to get paid $750,000 to play out the rest of the season.
Whoa.
But Odell went to management and he said, no. I want my salary all in Bitcoin.
I know this story. At the time, not a bad idea.
It was
like at the peak of Bitcoin.
Right. The all-time highest value for Bitcoin.
Oh, God.
And he's probably thinking, oh, it's just going to go
up. I mean, it seems like he would also be the guy in the early 90s that would have said, just pay me all in Beanie Babies.
Right. Well, things changed. And as of this morning, his $750,000 is worth $394,000. Lost a quarter of a million just by saying, give me this salary in Bitcoin. But then it gets worse.
I'm
guessing he doesn't just back out. He doubles down.
No. There's the California state tax. And he's going to be charged 50% on the original salary.
Because it's $750.
So as of now, out of his original $750,000, he has a total net gain of $35,000.
I was going to say like 36
Wait,
or something.
He's so making $35,000 this year?
Yeah. After paying taxes.
That's amazing. Oh. You know, that's the balance that we need in this world, well, right?
What's the lesson here, everybody?
Doesn't matter how rich you are, you can always be a crypto bro.
Don't work minimum wage in the NFL. Is that it?
I don't know. Just don't date a football player that has crypto.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that.
Everyone, I guess, takes their own thing.
Yeah.
Don't try to be smarter than everybody else.
Or talk to a tax person.
Boring,
Brooke. Before you decide.
Okay. I think this is good. Next contract, dude, all NFTs.
I like it.
All of us should just get paid in pictures.
No, not me. Yeah. Just you.
Okay.
I'm trying to make you rich, Brooke.
I'm good.
Right.
I'm good. I like being poor, Jose.
we're going to strike it big soon, but now let's move on to the shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, you're going to be punished by getting shocked while you sing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Brooke, you're drawing a name out because you had the shock caller last. Who'd you get?
Ah, Brooke, it's the year of not Fox.
Oh.
All right, Brooke, put on that shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
A good couple can find a way to argue about anything.
Any couples, right?
Whose turn it is to do the dishes, whose underwear is in the microwave.
Wait, is that a thing?
But recently...
You can't tell.
Yeah, you can't tell. Wait.
Recently, a new poll found a hot-button issue that you may or may not have realized that's a big deal in relationships, and that's food.
You gotta be fed.
45% of people say they argue about it with their significant other. That's why today I have in front of me the four most common food-related disagreements. And I'll tell you number one is where to go out to eat.
That's simple. Okay.
Need to tell me the other three most common answers in no particular order.
God, I mean, is just the generic what's for dinner count at all? Like, what are we making for dinner? I hate that question. I hate it. It makes me angry. It gives me anxiety.
I agree, because then you get into, like, do we have the ingredients to make that? Right?
What about not even what, like, who's going to cook? Do you even ever have that?
I'm debating
who's going to make.
Maybe. Yeah. In our house, we don't. I mean...
Because it's always Michael.
My sweet husband cooks maybe half, quarter of a time, but it's like the same three dishes.
Okay.
He makes a stir fry.
Okay.
He makes some tacos.
That's where the argument comes in. Not enough variety in your cooking.
Hey, you
stick to what he's good with.
Yeah, and some, a rice bowl. He does a rice bowl. You know, it's all good. I mean,
the rice bowl sounds just like the stir fry.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Okay.
Oh, he makes a salad too.
Is there any of that you want to lock in, like what to cook?
I do think a what's for dinner, just in general, like leads to an argument.
Yeah, if where.
I mean, if we're talking about food arguments, too, I can't believe it, but I married a man who doesn't like breakfast.
Oh, my gosh. What about for dinner?
I don't know. He doesn't like it at any time.
That's tough.
Oh, my gosh. What? Monster?
I can't believe you married him.
He doesn't like McMuffins? Or
no.
Like any,
no.
So what's that argument?
I don't know. It's just an argument.
Why
are
you?
It's not really. It's just airing grievances about your husband.
I thought that that's what we were doing. Are we not doing that,
I don't think so. Let's get the question one more time.
Fine.
45% of couples admit to arguing about food, and I told you the number one thing that causes those fights was where to go to dinner. Mm-hmm. You need to tell me the other three reasons couples quarrel over mealtime, and as an early bird special, I'll give you a golden guess. Tell me what you think is on the list, and I'll tell you if you're correct or not.
Okay. Do couples argue over whether or not to, like, eat the leftovers? Because I know I like leftovers. Other people don't like leftovers.
Yeah, I hate leftovers.
What about eating leftovers for dinner? They argue about that.
That is not on the list.
Man, I'm not even close, am
I? One thing that I always have done is, when it comes to food, I have places around my house where I hide food that I don't want my significant other to find, like my treats. And like, if somebody takes my treats, I'm like, who took my sugar cookies?
Just eating other people's food. Even roommates argue about that.
I think treats is the key, though, on that one. Because I know, we share everything, but I'll come home and it's like, you ate the whole
thing. Yeah, you had no self-control.
Yeah.
So I like to hide it usually somewhere on my body.
Okay, so I'll
lock like,
in.
Oh, you found my chocolate bar, did you?
How did that not melt? Okay, I'm going to lock down. What are we cooking for dinner? Who ate all the treats?
Yeah, who ate all the blank?
And my last one is,
why didn't you follow the recipe the right way?
Ooh, that's actually mean.
My grandma always puts raisins in the lasagna.
Yeah.
Where are the raisins?
Your grandma's probably white. Bro.
Family recipes.
Oh, God.
Big point of argument. Maybe
family
it's just in
recipes?
My house.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
All right, so, I'll say that.
Someone's a better cook.
Recipe disagreements.
According to a survey of thousands of couples, these are the arguments about food we have the most. I already told you number one was where to go out to eat. 45% of people argue about that. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the bottom of the list. Number four, 35% of couples argue about this. It's what to cook for dinner.
Okay.
There you
got
go.
That correct.
There you go.
That was number four.
Number three, 42% of couples argue about this. It's following recipe instructions.
Nice.
Okay.
And number two, 42% of couples argue about this when it comes to food. My partner doesn't cook as often as I'd like them to.
Oh, the sharing.
Who's cooking?
Oh, man.
All right. Well, didn't get all of them right, Brooks, so you're going to get shocked. Somebody wants to hear Sweet But Psycho by Ava Max.
Oh, she's sweet but I'm psycho, a little bit psycho, and now she's screaming, ma, 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 ma.
Really
yeah.
I think she tried to make it sound like that.
Yeah.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.